faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent's suspicions are confirmed as Metropolis High's basketball team faces further obstacles put in their way by the vicious, hate-mongering Knights of the White Carnation.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, I saw some of the gang start off to the movies the other day, and I noticed that the whole crowd had to wait while one of the fellas went back to the house for his cap that he'd forgotten. Yes, sir, he felt kind of out of things without his collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. He wanted to wear that cap with the comic buttons pinned on it so everybody could see how many he'd collected. And believe me, he has a right to be proud of them. They're so doggone slicking, the colors stand out so bright and sharp, every single picture is a real eye-catcher. Of a little moose and Vitamin Flintheart and Superman and all the rest. Yes, sir, gang, you'll want to collect every single one of these 18 buttons in that new series. And you can, too. Sure, they're that easy to get. You just ask Mom to get the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for your prize inside every package you open. That's right, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's one as a prize in every package of Pep. And say, Pep's a prize when it comes to good eating at breakfast, too. Crisp and fresh and golden whole wheat flakes, full up with catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, too. Mom knows that. So remind her to get plenty of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Because four players on the Metropolis High School basketball team are of foreign ancestry, Vincent Kirby, wealthy leader of a hate-mongering group calling themselves the Knights of the White Carnation, made an attempt to discredit the boys and have them removed from the team. This was foiled by Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman. But Kirby, who had not hesitated to commit murder, was far from through. That evening, following an unsuccessful attempt to bribe Paul Reed, coach of the Metropolis High team, to throw a state championship game, two men ambushed Casimir Pulaski and Tony Rizzuti, two of the young players, and beat them unmercifully. As we continue now, the men have disappeared in the darkness. Cass and Tony are painfully picking themselves up from the pavement. Listen.
Tony. Oh, brother. Tony, are you okay?
Yeah, I guess. Cass, how about you?
I don't know. My stomach feels like it stopped a bulldozer.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Where did those guys go anyway?
Yeah, they ran away. Cowards.
Well, let's get going, Cass.
Oh, boy. I can hardly walk.
Yeah, me too. What if those dirty rats beat us up for anyway?
Search me. Maybe they were muggers.
Nah, I had $2 in my pocket and it's still here. They weren't muggers.
I guess not.
Then why all this...
You've got me. Come on, we'll find a policeman.
No, wait, Cass. We can't tell the police about this, not yet, anyhow.
Huh? Why not?
Well, you know, they might hold us down at headquarters asking questions and stuff. We got a game to play tonight, remember?
Say, that's right. I forgot all about the game. I don't know if I can play, though. My stomach's still...
You gotta play, Cass. It's the opening game for the state championship.
Yeah, I know, Tony,
but... depending on us, Cass. Phil and Mickey and Jack and Coach Reed. The whole school's depending on us to help win this game and the championship.
Gee, that's right. But I'll bet the coach won't let us play when he hears we were beat up.
Oh, don't let's tell him about it till after the game. Here, come here. I'll brush the dirt off your clothes, then you can do the same for me.
Okay. How will you explain being all bruised up?
Oh, you don't look bruised.
I don't?
No. There. Just clean up your face a little, and nobody'll know a thing.
Say, you don't look beat up either, Tony.
I guess it's because the guy just hit me in the stomach.
Yeah, that's where he got me, too, mostly. Oh, boy, it hurts when I bend.
Yeah, me too. We'll probably be all right by the game time. How do I look?
Okay. How about me?
All right. Come on, let's get going. Game's set to start pretty soon.
Thank you.
the officials are walking out on the floor now. That means the game's going to start.
Uh-huh. Got my fingers crossed for Metropolis, Jim.
I'll relax. I tell you, we'll take Cedar Falls by at least 20 points.
You hope.
You'll see. Here we go. That's Jack Wilson getting ready to jump at center. He's our captain.
I know.
And Tony Rizzuti and Phil Kaplan at the forward.
Oh, they're the forwards?
There they go. Come on, team. Attaboy, Jack. Attaboy, Phil. Shoot it, Tony. That's it. Uh-oh. Tony missed the shot.
Yeah, too bad.
Come on, cover your man, Tony. Pass, get down the floor with that guy. Scored first.
Well, don't feel too bad about it.
I don't. We'll get that score back and then some.
Sure.
Attaboy, Jack. Say, did you see him steal that ball and look at the Phil?
Uh-huh. Nice play.
Phil set it up for Tony. Go on, Tony. Shoot. Oh.
Tough luck. Tony missed the shot.
Gee, that's two he missed in a row. What's the matter with him?
No, the Cedar Falls guard had him well covered.
Tony's so fast, he always makes a monkey out of his guard. Cover him, Cass. Don't let him shoot. Shot.
Yeah, 4-0. Favor Cedar Falls.
Come on, gang. Let's roll up some score. Boy, look at that fast break, Mr. Kim.
Uh-huh.
Boy, look at that Kaplan boy take the ball off the floor. Look at him go.
Yeah, he's terrific.
And how? Now watch. He's going to feed it to Tony for the shot. There it goes. Oh, Tony got trapped by his guard. Holy smokes, what is the matter with him tonight?
Seems tired, Jim.
Could he be tired? The game just started.
I know, but he's still...
Stop that shot, Pulaski. Stop it.
Uh-oh.
Gee whiz, that Cedar Falls forward left Pulaski tied to the post. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He seems rather tired, too.
6-0, favor Cedar Falls. I don't... Attaboy, Phil! Isn't that a swell shot, Mr. Kent?
Certainly was. The honey.
6-2 now. Watch his comeback. Oh, jeepers. Tony slipped and dropped the ball. And there goes Cedar Falls with it. And another score.
Our team isn't clicking, Jim.
Oh, you said it. Sudi and Pulaski are plenty sour tonight.
Come on, come on.
Pulaski.
Certainly is. Got him covered like a tent.
I understand. Pulaski's the best guard in the city. And Tony, look, he missed another shot. I can't understand this, Mr. Kent. Something's fishy.
Upset, all right. Look, Jim. Coach Reed is sending substitutes in for Rizzuti and Pulaski.
It's about time.
Jeffrey, number 8, and Peterson, number 9, replacing Rizzuti and Pulaski for Metropolis.
Well, maybe these new boys will pep things up a bit.
Oh, it's too late now. Less than 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Tony and Cass threw the game away.
Well, they certainly didn't play like stars. Of course, every athlete has an off night occasionally, you know.
Sure, but why do they both have to be off tonight? In the opening game for the state championship?
That's what I'm wondering. Fired from the very beginning.
Oh, another basket for Cedar Falls. Oh, let's go, Mr. Kent. I can't stand any more of this.
Okay, Jim, we'll go to the dressing room.
Dressing room? What for?
I want to see Pulaski and Rizzuti. Come on. Right down this ramp, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Dressing rooms are straight ahead, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Look, what do you want to see Pulaski and Rizzuti for, Mr. Kent?
What do I want to see them for? Remember what happened earlier this evening?
Earlier this evening?
Yes, when Coach Reed was propositioned to throw the... Oh, what's this?
What?
Something's happened in the Metropolis dressing room. Come on, Jim, on the double!
Breaking into a run, Clark Kent, followed by Jimmy Olsen, races down the ramp to the Metropolis High School dressing room. What has Kent's Superman vision seen through the closed door? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, gang, you want to check up on Mom and Dad? Well, then remind them to be sure to give to the 1947 Red Cross Fund. This is the month of their annual drive, you know, and everybody wants to give. You know, it'd be a pretty good idea for you to set aside some of your allowance for the Red Cross, too. They're such a swell organization. They do so much good in your own community. I don't have to tell you how important the American Red Cross is to all of us. So make sure that your whole family gives to the 1947 Red Cross Fund.
Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen have just burst into the Metropolis High School dressing room in the armory, where Jimmy's eyes widen in surprise as he sees Sergeant Healy of Inspector Henderson's staff and two uniformed police officers surrounding two pale-faced boys, Casimir Pulaski and Tony Rizzulli.
Oh, Sergeant Healy, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Kent. We're taking Pulaski and Rizzulli down to see the D.A.
What? The D.A.?
Yep. Come on, boys, get into your street clothes fast.
Well, look, Healy, what's the charge?
Yeah, why are you...
Sorry, gents, can't talk to the press yet. Come on, you two. Get a move on.
No, but wait, Sergeant.
Didn't do anything?
We'll see about that after you've had a talk with the D.A.
Well, now, wait, Sergeant. Can't we talk
to... Keep out of this, Kent.
Hey, Cass, tell me, what's this all about?
Oh, he says we threw tonight's game, Jim.
Threw tonight's
game? That's right. You know us, Jim. You know we wouldn't do a thing like that.
Of course you wouldn't. Now, listen, Sergeant.
Take your breath, Jim.
But you...
Look, Sergeant.
I've got orders to take these two boys in, and nobody's going to talk me out of
it. Well, nobody's trying.
Well, ask here, Rizzuli, you're going to get dressed until we take you in the way you are.
Oh, but wait, Sergeant.
Just one thing, Sergeant, please. Specifically, just what is the charge against these boys? You can tell me that.
All right, Kent. These two kids are charged with taking money from a gambler to lay down in tonight's game against Cedar Falls.
Now, wait a minute.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's a dirty lie.
We don't even know any gamblers.
Of course not. It's,
just a moment, Jim. Now, look here, Sergeant. There must be some mistake.
Oh, no, there isn't, Kent. We've got these boys dead to rights.
Well, Lonnie, maybe they didn't play very well.
Wait a minute, Jim. Wait. These two boys, together with Kelly and Kaplan, were accused of being in collusion with gamblers yesterday, Sergeant. But the chairman of the school board, after an investigation, gave them a clean bill of health.
That's right.
Oh, yeah? Well, get this, Kent. The school board chairman couldn't get all the dope, but the district attorney did.
What do you mean?
He had us pick up a professional gambler named Jip Monroe this evening. Monroe sang like a canary.
He sang?
What did he say?
Monroe confessed to paying these two kids, Pulaski and Rizzuli, $50 apiece to throw the game.
Why, that's the truth!
That's a dirty lie! Try to make the D.A. believe that. Come on, get your overcoats on now and we'll get going. You boys are under arrest.
What does this mean? A professional gambler, said Sergeant Healy, confessed to bribing Casimir Pulaski and Tony Rizzulli to throw tonight's game. We know this is not true. And we also know that Vincent Kirby, leader of the hate-mongering Knights of the White Carnation, swore to get Casimir and Tony and the two other stars of the Metropolis High team because they are of foreign ancestry. Is this another frame-up engineered by the Knights of the White Carnation? And if so, what can Superman, who is assured of the boy's innocence, do about it? There are more surprises and excitement in store for you in tomorrow's thrilling episode as Superman battles through a web of mystery and hate. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. What's that, gang? Why, it's the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves and cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package, and you know how they dish out those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's their song of crispiness. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to listen to and fun to eat. So ask Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.